Good morning. It's Wednesday, July the 29th. The month of July is almost over, and soon we will be in August, and the summer is passing by. Well, I trust that you're all well in this very strange season that we are in, and we are looking at the Psalms together, and today we have a wonderful Psalm, Psalm 36, How Precious is Your Steadfast Love. And I wonder if you have words that mean a great deal to you, or words that you find you just love to say them because of the sound of them in your head. John Murray, the wonderful, extraordinary, systematic theologian from Scotland, taught at Westminster Seminary in the 1940s, 50s, early 60s, and extraordinary author, one of my favorite, all-time favorite theologians, Professor John Murray. And John Murray loved, in Ian Murray's biography of John Murray, we read, that John Murray loved to say the word Mesopotamia. And whenever he would say it, he would say it three or four times, and with a heavy, heavy Scottish accent. It was his favorite word, Mesopotamia. Well, my favorite word is Llanfair Pwll Gwyngyll o Gerach Wyndrobw Llandysilio Go Go Goch, which is one word, and it's the name of a town in North Wales. And every child who speaks Welsh learns to say that name very early in life. And I'm often asked, if I'm from Wales, I'm often asked, do you know that the name of that town in North Wales? And I love to say that name. Well, there's a word here in Psalm 36. It occurs three times in verse 5. Your steadfast love, O Lord, extends to the heavens. Verse 7, how precious is your steadfast love. And verse 10, oh, continue your steadfast love to those who know you. This is the delightful Hebrew word chesed, translated here in the ESV, steadfast love, elsewhere translated loving kindness. It's a word that has a very special meaning. It's the faithful love of God. It's the covenant love of God. It's a love that's surrounded by promises that God has made in covenant with his Son and in covenant with us. Promises that cannot ever be broken, no matter what. Promises that are yes and amen in Jesus Christ. It's a word that combines together the idea of faithfulness, faithful to a promise, faithful to a covenant, and the idea of love. And in the New Testament, it is summarized, I think, by the Greek word charis, or grace. Steadfast love or grace. And that's what this psalm is about. It's a psalm that rejoices in undeserved love, oh love that will not let me go. And that's Psalm 36. It's a wonderful psalm speaking of the steadfast love of our Heavenly Father towards us in Jesus Christ. Well, may the Lord bless you today.